What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist that uses my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about emotions and narcissists. Can narcissists feel emotions? I think people like to think that narcissists, the blanket statement is that narcissists can't feel emotions, which is, I can feel emotions. This is, I'm not talking about every single narcissistic person in the world. I'm speaking in broad strokes. I'm talking about myself more than anything. So, me as a narcissist, diagnosed, I can feel emotions. I can feel happiness, I can feel sadness, I can feel anger, I can feel guilt, I can feel regret, I can feel all of that stuff. I just don't like to feel that because, I don't know, growing up, it felt like emotions were viewed as weakness. If you cried, it was a weakness. So if you showed any kind of, you know, if you were excited about stuff like that, not excited too much so, but if you cried, it was viewed as a weakness. If you showed emotion, it was viewed as a weakness. And, you know, you told your homeboys you love them, it's viewed as a weakness or weirdness and things of that nature. But I just don't like to feel emotion. I feel like the last time, I'm not going to go into the whole trauma part of what made me who I am, but the last time I feel like I trusted somebody fully with my emotions, they hurt me. And I'm still angry today about that, honestly. And that kind of bred what you see now as this person. I trusted somebody with my emotions. They hurt it. They took advantage of them. And I swore on that day, when I was 7 years old, that it would never happen to me again. It just wouldn't. It would never ever happen to me again. I'm never gonna let anybody else get close enough to hurt me. I won't let anybody else get close enough to, you know, to do the damage that this person did to me. So I've been on my protection stuff since that point. I can feel empathy. I feel sorry for people. I can put myself in other people's shoes. I just don't like to do that sometimes because I feel like feeling other people's emotions, being an empath, I feel like that's just overwhelming to me. I just feel like most narcissistic people, even the ones that I've spoken to, like we have limited emotional capacity. Like we just, you know, emotions can be overwhelming to my system. It's like a shock to the system doing too much. Like big celebrations, shock to the system. Don't like being around that's why I don't like holidays and Christmases and Thanksgivings and birthdays and stuff like that, because there's too much emotional connection to people. You have to be happy, and I feel like the holidays are you know, commercialized anyway. I feel like more of the holidays nowadays are more commercialized anyway. Like you have to buy people gifts. Valentine's Day, it's just, I'm telling y'all, this is the emotional component of all these holidays hurts. And emotional connections to people hurts, because like every time you trust somebody with your, I feel like every time growing up when I trusted people with my emotions, they always found a way to let me down or betray me. It would violate one of the conditions of my friendship or my loyalty or my trust or my love. So I just think a lot also with a lot of narcissistic people that, you know, the love aspect of things is going to be 100% conditional. The loyalty is going to be conditional. The friendship is going to be conditional. I feel like love from a narcissist comes with conditions, point blank period. I feel like all feelings from a narcissist towards somebody else other than ourselves, I feel like all of that stuff comes with conditions attached, like strings attached. Like if you cut one of the strings, you are cut off, point blank period. And I said before, like, because I don't like, I can feel y'all. I really, really do. I can, because I'm doing my one-on-ones. I'm talking to people over Zoom. I hear some of these saddest stories that you can ever imagine. People, I want people to win. I get these emotional connections to people when I'm doing one-on-ones, and when they message me on Instagram or something like that, and they told me that they went back or they went back and got re-abused, and they so sad and stuff. It hurts my heart when I hear that stuff. It's just like I cut off. I block people. I just like remove people from my friends. I'm like, yo, please. Y'all, I need y'all to win. Like, if I'm going to make this emotional investment into you, I need you to win. I want you to win. As much as I want you to win, you have to want yourself to win. So I become disconnected from people now. I'm just like, I don't like to feel. My kids' pain, my kids' stuff like that, my kids get hurt. I'm just like, it's hard if you watch my kids in pain, but sometimes you got to learn. You learn from pain. Like, pain is one of the biggest things that I do feel. But the pain shifts to anger really, really quick with me. Like, if I'm mad, if I'm hurting or something like that, I'm always shifting it to anger really, really quick. So the pain of a breakup, the pain of a loss, I'm shifting it to anger, and I'm shifting it to blame immediately. the pain of guilt, remorse. I'm shifting it to blame. I'm shifting it to anger immediately. Because you know what? Anger is the easiest emotion to experience. I know people are going to say, hey, Lee, that's a secondary emotion. So it's not really an emotion, bro. I'm like, look, it absolutely is an emotion. Anger. It's easy to rage out. If a narcissistic rage is a thing, because anger is a thing. Narcissistic rage is a thing because anger is actually a thing. You know, I tell people all the time, they're like, that's why you get a lot of narcissistic people. They can get mad really, really quickly. Like only thing after the love bombing and the cheek clapping stopped, anger was the biggest emotion in the house. Because I've done a video on this before. My therapist said that I had, because of the events of my past, I had experienced arrested development. You know, I experienced arrested development where I skipped the stage of emotional development. So I kind of had to grow up faster than the normal person my age would have to grow up. You know, I had to grow up, you know, faster than somebody else in my situation would have to grow up. You know what I mean? So in that situation right there, when a situation like that arises, like, I don't, like, happiness. Like, you know, not happiness. So, like, love and care how to treat other people and respect other people. That's like, I can respect other people. I can do that. But can I love other people? I feel like love is a spectrum with a narcissist. I always ask people are like, hey, can narcissists love? I'm like, look, how are they treating you? Are they treating you like they love you? You know what I mean? I'm outside of my building. I was getting hot out here. It was cool out here earlier. If I turn my air conditioner on, I'm going to sweat. I'm going to have a sweatshop out here. I'm going to be sweating like sweating crazy out here. But I always ask people, how are they treating you? Can a narcissist love you? Like, how are they treating you? Are they treating you like they love you? Are they treating you like they can't live without you? Are they treating you like that? Or do they only say it and act like it when you threaten to leave them? You know, I do feel like narcissists can experience... I know I'm everywhere with this episode, y'all, but like, emotions are a tough topic to talk about. Because I do truly believe that narcissists can feel emotions. Like, if you go a little darker, like the sociopaths and maybe the people with ASPD, emotions probably kind of kick off for those type of people. But like, for your regular run-of-the-mill narcissist, like... I can feel everything. I think sometimes I feel too much. When I turn it off, I'm like, nope. And I start to blame people for the situations that they're in. They're just like, okay, that's your fault. You know, just to escape the emotional connection I have to some people sometimes. I mean, I know it sucks, but like, that's how my mind works. I don't like to feel sometimes. Like, feeling hurts. Like, I know sometimes feelings do hurt. Like, feeling a certain type of way actually hurts. You know what I mean? And like I said, so if you're going to remain, I know people, like, I get a lot of people nowadays keep asking me, like, you do a lot of videos about breaking up with narcissists. When are you going to ask, when are you going to do one about remaining with one? Like, every time, almost in every video I do, I always say, if you're going to remain in a relationship, if you're going to remain in a relationship with a narcissist, this is what you have to do. I said it in, like, almost every video. Because, y'all, I'm not the harbinger of breakups. I'm just not. Like, I don't want y'all to get to the point, I don't want to get to the point where my reputation is, y'all, if you're a man, you receive a mental illness video, you about to get broken up with. You know what I mean? Like, oh God, there that boy Lee again. Hey man, stop sending me this dude Lee Hammock, man. He don't know what he talking about, bro. He's a simp, man. Hey, bro, that dude a simp. He a simp ass dude. Don't send me no BS like this no more, girl. That dude's a simp. He just trying to sleep with you. All men just want to sleep with you. Except for me. I don't want to put my hands on you because I'm holding with affection from you. But every other man want to sleep with you. I don't want to get to the point, y'all, of receiving a video of mine is pretty much like a pink slip in for a relationship. I don't. That's kind of funny. Receiving a video of mine from a person is like receiving a pink slip from that person's life. Like, this, you have been terminated from relationship status. You know what I mean? So yeah, narcissists can experience emotions, but I feel like we have limited emotions to give. So if you're going, I'm gonna say this slowly. If you're going to remain in a relationship with a narcissist, this doesn't have to be just in an intimate relationship. It could be your parent, it could be your grandparent. If you're gonna remain or your friend, you just have to. I feel like you have to lower your expectations of what you're gonna get from that person. I feel like you have to. You can't expect too much from that person. I'm like, hey, Lee, that's an adult. Oh, I know it's an adult. You're an adult too. You have to lower your expectations. Of an intimate relationship, you have to lower your expectations of having a normal parenting situation. You mean sometimes you have to become the parent to your actual parents, which is weird sometimes, but like, I guess I get it. I guess I understand it and things like that. But sometimes the dynamic switches up and the dynamic changes, and you have to be malleable. You have to be able to change on the go. You have to be able to switch up and move on the go. You can't just be, you know what I mean? with a narcissist, the person, like, I feel like self-love, showing more emotions to yourself is going to be the best course of action to remain in a relationship like that. It just is. You can't change me. You can't change them. Hey, Lee, you went to therapy and changed because I want to go to therapy. I like therapy. Therapy makes me better. Therapy has me feeling better about myself and my own situation, my own personal life, and has me, you know, hitting goals and achieving dreams and helping people and stuff like that. Therapy for you, for therapy for your person might just mean, what, you? They get to keep you? And they, to some people, I mean, I'm not trying to say you're not enough, but to some people, that might not be enough for them to keep you, for them to go to therapy. And it's like saying, and I feel like I also need to say this too, but it's less about you than it is about the narcissist. Yeah, the narcissist has to want to go to therapy for themselves. And you also need to go to therapy. Check my last episode. You also need to go to therapy as well, because in a narcissistic relationship, there are two people who need to heal in that relationship. They just are. You know what I mean? But hopefully, y'all, I'm about to start a live show here pretty soon. I'm trying to get the date and time set up, and how I'm gonna get it set up so people can, you know, can call in and I can answer questions live on YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. If you're on TikTok, I'm going live tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a diagnosed psychopath. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be interesting. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel. 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify. Mental Illness is out. Peace.